Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. On Friday, I talked with Suzanne Kelly of Faith Linking in Action about their then upcoming MLK event. And picking up where we left off, here's a little bit more about the organization that we didn't have time to get to last week. Faith Linking in Action is a nonprofit interfaith community alliance whose purpose, reading from their website, is to, quote, encourage congregations, regardless of religious affiliation, and the members of the communities they serve to work together to address root causes of poverty. We strive to educate the broader public and elected officials about how we can work together to seek sustainable solutions to these problems, end quote. Here's more from Suzanne Kelly.
We have these amazing calendars that I won't go into now, but basically they will let a person know if they've been at a food pantry one day, where they could go the next day. And these calendars get updated all the time. Anyway, so that's one of the things we do. We do a lot of advocacy for affordable, good childcare. And we have a very strong group that is working on developing a kit, like an advocacy kit for people who care about housing and want to let them know how they can advocate with legislators and, you know, with leaders in their community to help make those things happen. www.faithlinkinginaction.org. Faithlinkinginaction.org. And on there, a person who, let's say, wants to find out where they can go for a pantry or a meal, our calendars, updated calendars, are displayed right on the webpage. And there's a QR code, so if somebody's out and they want to just go to the QR code, they can see the calendars and know where they can go to get a free meal.
That was Suzanne Kelly. The congregations that participate in Faith Linking in Action are St. Patrick's Episcopal Church, the Islamic Center of Maine, the First United Methodist Church of Bangor, St. Paul the Apostle, Congregation Bethel, the Church of Universal Fellowship, and Redeemer Lutheran Church. For more information, resources, and the free food providers that Suzanne was telling us about, you can go to faithlinkinginaction.org. The popular annual Island Women Speak storytelling event returns to the Stonington Opera House for its eighth year, highlighting voices of women in the Stonington and Deer Isle community. Quote, seven women from Deer Isle and Stonington, representing five generations, will tell personal stories from their lives on the Stonington Opera House stage Thursday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. Conceived of and directed by Debbie Wheel, this year's theme is My Aha Moment. There will be a pre-show performance in the Opera House lobby by Along for the Ride, led by Renee Sewell, beginning at 6 p.m. Concessions will be available for purchase in the theater lobby. Island Women Speak will also be live streamed. The project is supported in part by a Creative Communities grant awarded to the Opera House Arts by the Maine Arts Commission, which receives support in part from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. End quote. You can get tickets and more information at operahousearts.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.